Krauts, I think.
Mm-hmm. How about Low Germans, that is, people from the Netherlands and so forth?
No, I can't think of...
Italians?
No, I can't think of...
How about Wop? Wop?
Wop?
No?
No.
Okay, how about Poles?
Polak, I guess.
Yeah. Russians?
No, I can't think of one. Reds, maybe.
Czechoslovakians?
No.
Lithuanians?
No.
Did you ever meet a Lithuanian?
I don't think...
I never met one. Englishman?
No, I can't even think of one for Englishman.
Irishman?
Paddy, I think maybe one. Mm-hmm. Paddy. That sounds like one for an Irishman.
Mm-hmm. It does. Scots?
No, I can't think of one for Scots.
French?
No.
Cajuns?
No.
What is a Cajun, do you?
I've never heard of Cajun.
Really? They're Louisiana French.
Are they really? Yeah. And I've heard the term, but I don't know what they are. And isn't that something?
The usual derogatory term is coonass.
Really?
I'm told that they refer to each other as coonasses, but you have to be careful if you are not a Cajun as to how you use the term. Well, how about Greeks? Any terms for them?
No, I can't think of one.
Cubans?
No.
Puerto Ricans?
No, I can't think of one for Puerto Ricans.
Mexicans?
No, other than wetback.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about the term spick? Does that mean anything?
No.
Okay. Scandinavians?
No.
Canadians?
No.
Do you have any other term? Well, what are the two major political parties?
Democrat and Republican. You mean in America?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know any other terms for them? Slang terms?
No, other than the, other than the elephant and the horse.
Is it a horse?
Isn't it a horse? Is it a horse? Or is it a mule?
I think it's what you breed with a horse to get a mule.
It's a donkey.
I think it is, yes.
That's right, it's a donkey.
Okay. And then what do you call those people that... They're not around so much anymore, but they had long hair and they didn't wash and they...
The hippies.
Yes. What do you mean by that term?
I always thought of a hippie as just simply a person who was sort of loose and not particularly caring about proper codes as we see them.
Mm-hmm.
Establishment codes, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm.
Are there still hippies?
I'm sure they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's another bad section out of the way. What were we doing before we got off on the racial pejoratives? How did that happen?
I don't know. We were over in the drug business.
Yeah, no, but after that,
and then we left there.
And doing grammar. Oh, I had a peckerwood. That's
peckerwood
what
was
all
it.
Right, to get back to the woodpeckers after a long digression. Do you have a name for a great big woodpecker that's as big as a chicken?
Is that such a...
And honestly, my boss says he has seen them in his yard. He lives in a wooded area near Emory.
A woodpecker as big as a chicken.
I would be scared to death. I would call the police, I think.
I don't know where they are.
Some call them Indian hens. Some call them, some people call them Lord God. Honestly, they call that a woodpecker, a Lord God. But I've never seen
them. I've never heard of them.
I don't think they're supposed to be around here. What's the black and white animal with a bad smell?
That's a skunk.
Is there another name for him?
A polecat. Yes.
Did you ever hear of a civet cat?
No.
That's in Arkansas. What kind of animals come and raid your chicken roosts? If you didn't know what they were, what would be a general name for...
I would think a chicken hawk.
Well, animals, though.
Or an animal.
You would say, I'm going to get a gun and go shoot those...
Skunks. I know.
Well, you don't know what they are,
but you know what they are.
A general term.